some ban discussions. I think we were in the middle of discussing, combination of mezuyah mitochon. I think we were just shtei shtaros hayotz and biyomechad. We finished, or we were in the middle of that, right? Is that correct? What? So this, I think last thing we discussed was the ra'ah. Yeah. So basically, yeah, I just want to go through the, I think the Ramban in the Chamos on that point. Just give me 1 second. So we were discussing, we discussed a little bit of Modu Rabbi Elazar Mezuyah Mitoch, or a lot, but we didn't finish it. I hope to finish that today. And then we were discussing Shtei Shtaros. Again, it's all, it seems like this is, just like, 15 lines or 20 lines in the Gemara, but as you can see, this is a topic that affects, seven other topics. And we still have to finish up, quite a few things connected to it. Our time's getting a little, precious, I guess. So we'll do the best we can. So the last thing that we discussed was the road. So the thrust of the Ramban in Shtei Shtaros, I'll get back to Mezuyah Mitocho in a couple of minutes, is that, the Ramban discusses this actually twice, as I say, once with respect to the question of whether you paskin like, Rabbi Eliezer Bishar Shtaros, that part we discussed, already, his view of Eda B'chassam of Zachinlo, and so on. And the other part, the other time that he discusses it, is when he's trying to explain, why the problem of Muchach Mitocho, is not, when he's trying to explain why, the fact that according to the Rif you have Afedim Sira Karsi, but Edi Chasima is also Karsi, why wouldn't that determine that even according to Rabbi Eliezer you could have Yachloku in the case of Shtei Shtaros Hayotzim Biyom Echad. Again, the assumption of Balei Tosis and Balamor, Udi Imam, is that, first of all, we're talking about a case where there must be Edei Chasima, or if it's one case anyway, because Rabbi Meir, does say Edei Chasima Karsi and Yachloku, so, saying, maybe there's no Edei Chasima doesn't help you so much. Again, you could say that, they're arguing, about Shtei Shtaros, and, his shtar is different than his shtar. So we're talking about, you could get out of that part of the problem, is what I'm trying to say. But either way, whether it's the case also of Edei Chasima, maybe motivated by Vipnei Tikkun Olam for Rabbi Eliezer, or just, what about cases where there are such things, or the possibility of Edei Chasima. Either way, it's a strong question, but the question is based on the assumption that there is something, preferable about saying Yachloku over Shuda Dedaini, when both are possible, number one, and that the presence of Edei Mesira, doesn't just skew also that psak. In other words, if you have two possibilities, Shuda and Yachloku, if you assume that Shuda is better, then the question of Balamor Udi'ime doesn't really, come to the fore. And if you just assume that, once there's the possibility of Edi Mesira Lechud, that just changes whether you would say even Yachloku itself. So this is kind of what the Ramban, is trying to emphasize. But also, Agav, as we already discussed, the Ramban seems to have this different perspective anyways, even within Rabbi Meir, as established by his perspective on, question of Psak, Bishar Shtaros, and the, question of the role of that sugya in Ksuvis, with regard to that part of the problem. Okay, So that is, so just, you know, in conclusion, let's say, so this is where I think we, wait 1 second, just wanted to get those lines in the Sefer HaSkos where he kind of says that. Is it also in Sefer HaSkos or only in, hold on 1 second, only in the Nochamos? Give me a minute on that. So far, we've only discussed the Sefer HaSkos, correct? Okay. Yeah, I think we're pretty much done with Sefer HaSkos. Okay. But maybe this last raya is that one we didn't do? Od raya? Od raya l'davar mida ashkechan l'shmul d'savar eidah v'chasam v'zachin lo. Alma eidah chasim akarsi d'i vaday eidah mesira levad korsim chas... Oh yeah, this is the part we left it in. Correct. Yeah, so somebody want to take... Uriel, you want to take that part? Od raya l'davar? Mid Ashkel Lishmul the Saber Eda Bechasam of Zachin Lo, Alma Eda Chasima Karsi. That's where he says that you can't, if you hold Eda Mesira Karsi alone, then you don't have the possibility of saying Eda Bechasam of Zachin Lo, which is very logical, right? Divadai Eda Mesira Levad, Aldrin. Divadai Eda Mesira Levad Karsin Chasima Eina Ose Klum. Okay, that's a line which is questionable, right? Especially if you hold the Eda B'chassam of Zachin Lo, you know, is qualitatively different than the regular din of Eda Chassim HaKarsi. It's not so clear, and it's almost like a Shtar Hakna'a, right? Except that it requires the ultimate, once there's a Mesira, so then the Kinyan is L'mafreya, Mishas Chassima. So the idea that if you hold Eide Mesira Levad Korsin, Chasima Eina Ose Klum, right, is not necessarily the case. Okay, that's just the Ramban, in other words, has a very strong formulation of Eide, of Rabbi Eliezer denying, you know, any kind of impact for Chasima, right, even according to the Mandama Eide B'chasama of Zachano. Okay. And as he's assuming that, you know, if Eda B'chassam of Zachin Lo can only work and is qualitatively connected to Eda Chassim HaKarsi, you know, more generally. And I think that that's not necessarily true. V'lo nogu bo alekadei lismok al chezkasan, right, shed be'edi mesira nasan. Meaning the only purpose of Eda Chassima would be, right, this he's saying for, you know, if you were to hold like the Balei Tosis, this is what he's saying, if you hold like the Balei Tosis, so then the only purpose of Chasima would be for Raya, right? It would never be able, even in theory, to function as Kinyan. And if that's the case, then you couldn't even envision like Amanda Amar of Edeb B'chasima, B'chasam of Zachalo. That's something that I'm questioning. Okay. But then he says, "V'shamina lehacha da'amar halacha k'Rabbi Lazar af b'shtar." So l'shma mina d'Rabbi Lazar nami moda be'edei chasima. Hilkach ka'amar d'mishas chasima zochino. So he's also assuming. This is how we got into the ra'ah. That what, Uriel? That if you do hold like the riff, right in Rabbi Eliezer, then edim b'sira karsi. Correct? Right? I don't know why everybody's so quiet. But that Eda Mesira is Karsi, that you could hold Eda B'chasam of Zachalo. Correct? Which is what the Ra'ah suggests is incorrect. Just to make it clear. There's a Mandama Eda B'chasam of Zachalo, right, in Bambetzia and so on. Which means that once there's Mesira Sashtar, that the Kalos of the Kinyan will be Mishas Kasima. the question that we're trying to discuss very briefly is, how does that dea, you know, fit in with what we're discussing? Okay? So the Ramban, you know, is assuming that, you know, that Eda b'chasam of Zachin lo would be impossible if you believed that Eda chasima karsi, not Eda b'chasam of Zachin lo, but Eda b'chasima of karsi was not possible. Okay? I'm suggesting that that isn't so pashut, that maybe, you know, the man da amar who says Eda b'chasam of Zachin lo, you know, just has a different perspective on what the chasima is, and maybe that isn't so incompatible, even with Rabbi Elazar. It's a certain extreme. Even if you hold Eda b'chasima Eda chasima karsi are not kores mikan ulahaba, the idea that, you know, there is a man da amar who thinks that the chasima is the kinyan, not just, let's say, the ashvuye shtara, in my opinion, is possible. Okay. The Ramban's comment that the chasima has to be zero if it isn't chosem, if it isn't kores together with mesira, right, is, in my, you know, opinion, vulnerable. To say, oh, the chasima depends on the mesira, and therefore it doesn't, you know, it's not enough. But when the chasima is independent of the mesira, that doesn't have to be a stira, you know, to the principle of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, that's point number one. The Ra'ah goes in the opposite direction. The Ramban is saying, right, if there's no independent Ede Chasima, then you can't have Eman Dama Ede B'chasam of Zachem. Right? However, saying the Ramban is saying, if you do believe, like the Rif, that Ede Chasima are also Karsi, then there's a possibility to say even further that Ede B'chasam of Zachem. And the Ra'ah is saying the other extreme. No, the only person who can believe in Edav b'chasam of Zachin lo is Rabbi Meir, who believes only Edei chasima karsi. But if you held like the Rif, you still wouldn't get to Edav b'chasam of Zachin lo. Okay? That is the other extreme. Now, the explanation of that, right, is, you know, provided by the Ra'ah himself, which is that there's a difference between, you know, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer's Edei Chasima. As we already noted, this is what we read at the very end of last shir. Meaning, the way that the Ra'ah understands it is that, you know, Edei Mesira and Edei Chasima, right, can serve the function of Ashvuye Shtara, you know, practically, you know, like interchangeably, you know, according to the Rif. But the Mesira, right, is the Dover HaKoneh. And the Mandamar Eda B'chasam of Zachin lo, you know, thinks that that's not true. He thinks that the Chasima, or the Dasim Eschai, whatever you want to say, you know, being present at the moment of the Chasima is the Dover HaKores. It's not just the Ashduye Shtara for the Mesira. That is... So basically, Ede Chasima Karsi of Rabbi Eliezer, this is the precursor to the Ran. Ede Chasima Karsi for Rabbi Eliezer, right, is simply Ashvuye Shtara, where the Mesira, you know, is Kone because it's a Shtar. And Ede Chasima Karsi for Rabbi Meir, right, is a Kinyan, you know, based on the Chasima. And therefore, you can even go further and say Eda b'chasama zochem. Okay? So, then, just to, the three shitas that I'm suggesting are, you could disagree with the Ramban, I think, and make a case, in for actually, ironically, a little bit in light of the Ra'ah, but, you know, to say, you could take the Ra'ah's idea, in a way, and say that, you know, only the mandamar Eda b'chasama of zochem lo really thinks that the chasima is the actual Dover HaKone, right? And that mandamar, you know, might even agree that, you know, Ede Mesira is Karsi or it's the Ede B'chasam of Zachin Lo, you know, but these are two different, you know, different you know, approaches, let's say. And then the middle shita is the Ramban's, which is Eda v'kasam of Zachin Lo, you know, will work if Eda chasi, according to the Mandamar, that Eda chasim of Karsi works in some way. And there's no difference fundamentally between Eda chasim of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. And then you have the Ra'ah, who is saying Eda v'kasam of Zachin Lo is a specialty within Eda chasim, but only within the Eda chasim of Rabbi Meir, not the Eda chasim of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Uman de boy de limti shtar liyade, right? Nami ede chasima zochin lo de mishas mesira biafagab de lo maser lo de edim the gamzu raya gemura. Then he says atosis meshivim aleha, right? Chuvos shal hevel, and so on. Okay, so this line also of uman de boy de limti shtar liyade, right? Nami ede chasima. How does it go? My mind's a little bit. Edai chasima zachin lo, dumishas mesira, v'afagav d'lo masar lo be'edin. Okay, good. Good. So this idea in general, you know, what emerges from all this is that the, you know, there it ends up being a very interesting argument about the role of chasima and mesira for Rabbi Eliezer, you know, and Rabbi Meir, and for the Ede chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir within the view of the Rif. So the upshot of all that, this goes back to what we discussed a couple of shiurim ago when we talked about, you know, the Ramban and the Ran discussion of, you know, Kasav, the Kasav, Masar, or Masar. So again, if you look at the Ra'ah also, I mean, the Ra'ah has an interesting take on that. The Ra'ah's view is, in Ksubas, is that anything that happens actually on the day of the Ksiva, you know, depends on Masira. Like, even if it's Kasav, a Kasav, and Masar, or Masar, according to the Ra'ah, the Zman Mesira HaRishona will be Koveya. There's only Muchach Mitocho, according to the Ra'ah, this is a little bit different than the Ran and the Ramban, when? If it's a different day. Meaning if it's Kasav, the Kasav on Sunday, right, and there's a Mesira on Monday, then, or two and then a Mesira then later on that day, or some other day even, then everything will be yachloku from the zman, from the sofayom of Sunday. Okay, so there's a range of different views regarding this question of the relationship again between chasima and mesira in the kinyan. Again, so the Ramban was of the opinion that everything depends, you know, on the zman hamesira. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, one person, one, you know, kona, or two. Ramban's basically, you know, kind of turns his back here on the notion of muchach mitoko in a big way. And again, that's because Ramban thinks that, you know, the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir are the same. And both of them are basically not Chasima, you know, centric, you know, in a big way. So even, you know, even Rabbi Meir's, let's say, Ede Chasima, are very contingent upon, you know, Mesira. That's basically the Ramban's view. The Ran, you know, is cholek on that. The Ran thinks that, you know, the certainly according to Rabbi Meir, right, the Chasima, right, is a Konan. Right. And, you know, he initially, you know, is applying this, you know, to explain the Ramban's view. But he's mechalik between kasav a kasav, you know, when there are two people, in other words, and simply a kasav a masar, there's muchach mitocho for Rabbi Meir, mitchila. That's the zman, a chasima, is a critical moment. And again, for the, you know, for the Ra'ah, as the precursor of the Ran, this already, you know, is a, in terms of Eidech Hasim of Zachin Lo, at least, is an issue between the Eidech Hasim of Rabbi Lazar and the Eidech Hasim of Rabbi Meir. So, you know, what seems to be happening is that, you know, there are Rishonim who are understanding, we'll get back to this, that even Rabbi Eliezer, basically, is all about a Shvuyei Shtara and maybe even a kind of Muchach Mitocho, you know, things of that sort. Ramban also has kind of lines like this, but certainly the Rush, and Tosa Rush. And then there are people like, you know, the Ramban, who says that even Rabbi Meir, basically, is really about, you know, Mesira. It's really about Mesira. It's not really about Muchach Mitocho at all. And then Pashtus is that you have the Balei Tosas, the Baal Amor, who are saying that there's a huge divide between Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima. And then you have the Ra'ah and the Ran, who are telling you, yeah, and there's also a huge divide, well, okay, less of a divide, but still a divide between the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer and the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Meir. I think you did just point out to me a couple days ago that in a way the Baal Amor and the Ramban, you know, could be connected to their, you know, positions, right? You made that comment to me in Yavamos, right? In that, again, if you look, you know, carefully there, the Baal Amor's emphasis is all about, you know, the initial, you know, Chasima, you know, and Ksav Yado, and so on. Whereas the Ramban, you know, following the position of the Ravid a little bit, but refining it in a considerable way, you know, is about, you know, even the, you know, the din of Reish Lakish, even the din of Eide Chasima, you know, is contingent upon, you know, being Roy Lemesira and the role of the Balashtar. The Mesira is a critical component, not just like a necessary t'nai for the, or even the Zman in some cases, for the Eide Chasima to be working, but it's also a factor, maybe even the dominant factor, you know, in the shtar, even of Eide Chasima. So I do think that that is a good, I think that's a very good ha'ara. Okay, so that's the Ramban here and the contrast to the Ra'ah. The difference between the, we'll read the Ra'ah inside in just a minute, but the difference still between the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah, I say, in that for the Ra'ah, right, the role of the Eidim, basically, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is just Ashvuyei Shtar, right? And the you know Kone or the Kores, you know is the Mesira. This is within the worldview of Rabbi Eliezer, but I'm talking about the Eide Mesira and the Eide Chasima of the Ra'ah are both Ashvuyei Shtara. And the Dovra Kores is the actual Mesira itself. Where do I get that from? That's what he says. Shmuel Karabalazar, Damar Eide Mesira Karsi, Nirli Dali B'drabi Eliezer, Damar Eide Mesira Karsi, B'vadai Leisle Eide B'chassam of Zachalom. Again, Sramba. The Tama Drabalazar Mestabra, the Kasavar de Mesira Hu Ikar. Not Eide Mesira, mind you. But Mesira, okay? Velo be'inan sa'adi ela l'shabya shtara. Meaning for the Ra'ah, even Eide Mesira of Rabbi Eliezer are there for the cake of Ashvuyei Shtara. Somehow they're mitzuref to the shtar, right? And that's their job. They make the shtar into a shtar, okay? De'i lav sa'adi kim de'efshar lakhushe lahi shtara Leke alea toras shtar. So even Eide Mesira are there for Ashvuyei Shtara. The Efshanami the Sagile Lahachib Eide Chasima, and that's what the Eide Chasima of the Rif slash Rabbi Eliezer also do. The Hanunami Mahani Lohon Lahachi. The Kimidi Snai Sulo Efshalak Hushe, in this case because of Reish Lakish, Laushtara, the Ikalea toras shtar. The kimin dehainu tamad Rabbi Lazar bevade leisle ed v'chasam v'zachin lo do ikar milsa mesira v'chasima lav klumhu kidefrishes. Okay, Hilkach, Manda Savak Rabbi Meir, Efshar the Isleid of Bakasam of Zachin, Avamanda Savak Rabbi Lazar, Vade Leisleid of Bakasam, meaning, this is where he's implicitly saying, but if you hold Ede Kasima Karsi, instead of just, you could have said, and that's, I think, what Ramban will say, that's just a Shvuye Shtara, or that's just, you know, the Eidos, you know, that, you know, you can't be Ibakish, you know, and it's nothing else. Right? But the Ra'ah is saying, no, even if you don't hold Eid of Chasam of Zachin Lo, meaning that Mishas Chasima is the Chalos HaKinyan, right? That doesn't mean that, you know, so you need the Mesira, or maybe it's a combination, or maybe it's just a Tanai, but the Chasima is the Dabar HaKoritz. But either way, what emerges is that according to the Ra'ah, it's the Mesira is the code now, you know, for Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas for the Ran, as we'll see, you know, pretty soon, it's also true that the Mesira is the Koreses. But the Eidos for Rabbi Eliezer are part of that, right? It's Koreses if it's connected to Eidim. The Eidim aren't there for Ashvuye Shtara. The Eidim are there as Eide Mesira. And that, of course, is the big breakthrough, you know, of the Ra'ah. Again, the Ra'ah already had the breakthrough that there's a qualitative difference between the Eide Chasima of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. But the Ran's breakthrough is that the Eide Chasima, right, are also Eide Mesira. Both Eide Mesira and Eide Chasima are Eide Mesira. And it's the need for Eide Mesira, the Mesira's koreses when there are Eidim. It's almost like a kind of Eide Kiyum. Not an Eide Kiyum on the, you know, Maisa, like the Gerushin or the Kiddushin, you know, etc. That isn't the point. The Eide Kiyum here is on the Kinyan Shtar, as we were kind of indicating. You know, in the same way that maybe you would have thought that, again, Sudar has, you know, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah.
That line in there, where he says Ashar, that it would also work Eide Chasima. Mm-hmm. Why is it more intuitive that Eide Mesira can be Ashvuye Shtar and Eide Chasima can be Ashvuye Shtar?
I guess just because he thinks that the Kinyan Shtar, right, you would have thought the opposite, and we usually do think the opposite from like a Chetza Shol Shtar point of view, etc. But I think the answer is simple, and that is because he's telling you that the Kinyan Shtar is through the Mesira. Therefore, to have Eidim on the Mesira, as if they can, you know, if they can, you know, make that leap that they can be Ashvuye Shtara, then they're the best Ashvuye Shtara because they're the, you know, they integrate with the Kinyan Shtar too. I think that's what his idea is.
It's a two in one, meaning it's not that they have a better Ashvuye Shtara. Ashvuye Shtara is.
No, I think they have a better I don't think the Ra'ah cares about. What I'm suggesting the Ran cares about, which is like Eide Kiyum on the Mesira, which is Koreses. I don't think he cares about that. I think what he's, but I do think he thinks, this is a little bit subtle, a little different, you know, formulation. I think he thinks that if the Kinyan of Shtar is through Mesira, then it makes sense that the Eidim B'Shas Mesira are the best Ashvuye Shtar. Meaning, why should you separate Chefza Shol Shtar, you could, but why should you separate Chefza Shol Shtar from the Kinyan Shtar? Maybe the Ashvuye Shtara is best accomplished at the moment when the Shtar is accomplishing its goal. So since Mesira is Ikar in Shtaros, so the critical moment of Shtaros is the Mesira, and therefore the Ashvuye Shtara would be best if it focused on that critical moment. That's what I think he's saying. Whereas, like, you know, others are saying, you know, the critical moment is the Dasa Mischayev, so that's the Shasa Chasima. We'll see Lashonos, like, I mean, we've already seen, like, you know, Ein Lecha, you know, like Ksav Yad or something, like Ein Lecha Ksiva, the Balamor, basically. So I'd like Didja's comment. But for the, it's, you know, two almost opposite, you know, perspectives. So the more you look at it, Shtar as Rayas being independent, you know, as being Dasa Mischayev. So we understand by all those things, and we've read the Nesivos, you know, and so on, and Reb Chaim. So this idea of, you know, Chetzah Shel Shtar, you know, the Eide Chasima is just such a powerful idea. But I just think it's not true according to the Ra'ah. And therefore, even the Ashvuyeh is better at the critical moment of when the how the shtar works as a kinyan is relevant to what the shtar is as a chefza. That's really what I'm trying to say. And the Ra'ah, the Ran, as I say, which, you know, overlaps a lot with this, but it's also very different. It's different in the role. You know, we're de-emphasizing Ashvuyeh Shtara, basically, for Eidei Kiyum. You know, Eidei Kiyum on the Mesira, or Tziruf to Eidos B'Shas Mesira, to kind of upgrade or give stature to the Mesira. Kiva, yeah.
Yeah, does everyone want to say this in the riff, or possibly in the riff also? Is the Ra trying to say this in the riff?
I think he's saying, according to the Shita of the riff, he's the Ra is a Talmud of the Ramban. He's definitely going in the you know, path of the riff. And the Efshar is his way of saying, like, you know, he's trying to explain, you know, like everybody else is trying to explain. Like, if you ask the, you know, Ra'ah, right, how come it doesn't say Afe de Mesira Karse? You know, where, what does it mean that when we say Ikare de Mesira, right? So again, for the Ramban, this is what I'm trying to show. All the pieces in the Ramban, I think, are Lashitasa, basically. For the Ramban, it's, oh, about the Akbarim, or about, you know, keeping your records, you know, they're going to pile up, you know, meaning it's a technical point. Or you would have thought, that's also a point in the Ramban, we'll get to that in a second, or you would have thought, you know, that maybe you need, you know, Eidei, you know, Mesira and Eidei Chasima, right? The Ran's breakthrough, which we'll read in just a minute, is that no, because conceptually, right, even the Eidei Chasima are working as Eidei Mesira, so you'd rather have it real Eidei Mesira than virtual Eidei Mesira, right? So I think the Ra'ah's answer to that question is very similar. That's what Akiva was just asking me a second ago. Namely, that from the perspective of a Shvu, even though both Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima for the Ra'ah are not Eidim on the Krisus, you know, on the Kinyan, but they're Ashvuyeh Shtara, right? If the Ikar, you know, of a Shtar is the Mesira, you know, then, and that makes it therefore a better Ashvuyeh Shtara, again, a little bit contrary to our, you know, instinct, but that, because our instinct has been fed by different Shitos, which is fine, right? So then, L'chatchila, it's still better, right, to have Eidei Mesira, and that's where you get the Efshar, you know, like a little bit of hesitation. Right? But for sure it's within the worldview of the Rif. That's what he's trying to explain. Yeah. He's also trying to explain this, you know, that Eidei B'Chasam of Zachin just not going to work for the Rif's Rabbi Lazar Zeidei Chasim, only for Rabbi Meir Zeidei Chasim.
It's also interesting that the Rif never actually says, oh, Eidei Chasim are also Koris. He just says you don't need Eidei Mesira when you have Eidei Chasim.
Okay, I mean, meaning you can't know in the Rif or the Rambam
sure,
whether or not they're taking a Ramban type approach, namely, in Ochanami there are main two ways of doing things, or a Ra'ah slash Ran type of approach, you know, where the Eidei Chasima are also kind of serving. Again, for the Ran, the Eidei Chasima are serving as Eidei Mesira. For the Ra'ah, that's not exactly true. It's that both of them are Ashvuyeh Shtara, but there's a preference, ironically, you know, for, or surprisingly, or, but on further reflection, understandably, you know, to the Ashvuyeh Shtara of Eidei Mesira over Eidei Chasima.
It would have been problematic if the Rif said Eidei Chasima are Karsi for the Ra'ah, because that's not what the Ra'ah is saying.
Right, I hear, because only Mesira is Karsi, really. I hear that. Oh, that's actually a good Ha'ara, meaning, you know, it's true in the end of the day for the Ran that Eidei Chasima are Karsi. It isn't really completely true, you know, for the Ra'ah, you're saying, because really what's Karsi is the Mesira is Karsi. If you want to be technical about the Karsi, the Eidei Chasima are serving Ashvuyeh Shtara. But it isn't really Eidei Mesira that are Karsi either. It's Mesira that is Karsi, and the Eidei Mesira are Ashvuyeh. So even then, it's a little bit whatever. Okay. Remember that the Rishonim here aren't looking for trouble, but they are, you know, trying to navigate conflicting, again, sources and evidence, like, you know, everybody's piling on and asking questions against the riff. The riff is piling on and asking questions against, you know, the other perspective. You know, there are six, seven, eight, you know, whatever it is, different issues going on here. You know, the nature of Shtari Raya, you know, Shuda versus Yachloku, Eda B'chasuma of Zachinlo, you know, Modra B'lazer B'mizuyaf Mitocho, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, all these, you know, connected issues going on here. And therefore, you know, if you can't, you know, have, you know, a perfect, I guess the Ran maybe has a perfect answer in a way, but, you know, the I think that's a good Ha'ara that comes out of your question, that the Ra'ah remains with a little bit of a linguistic difficulty, because it isn't really Edim Mesira that are Karsi, it's Mesira that is Karsi, and therefore Edim are the best Ashviyei Shtara of it, and the Edich Hasima are. So there are, you know, there are some of the benefits that the Ran has, the Ra'ah doesn't yet have. But I don't know, and again, I'm not 100% sure that the Ran saw the Ra'ah, although it's very, very possible that he did. Either way, you know, it's a precursor, objectively, and, you know, maybe actually developmentally, hard to know. Yeah.
I think the Ran at the end of his piece says a ha'ara like Akiva just said.
Which Ran are you talking about? In the
Namagar? The nearly, but the half a day Hasima, but they really become a day. In the Alarit.
Yeah, that one.
Then the Chenu Hisker Klaus, you ate Hasima Korsin, Ella de Be'ede Hasima Sagi. He makes that dig in the riff.
Never, oh, that the riff says that.
The riff never said the words Eide Hasima Tzog.
Yeah, because for the Ran, right, but it's a little bit different. But the prop, that's a great point. Oh, he says that in the right, because they're Eide Mesira. The Ran means, because they're not Eide Hasima that are Karsi, they're Eide Mesira that are Karsi. Right, what Akiva's trying to say, you know, I guess in the Ra'ah, what we need to say is that the Eidim aren't Karsi at all. Right, the Mesira is Karsi. You know, and you just need Eidim for Ashviyei Shtara, and there are two ways to have Ashviyei Shtara, and you know, and those two ways, you know, so it isn't even Eide Mesira Karsi, it's Mesira Karsi. That's, I guess, the problem. You're right. I didn't. Yeah.
Yes, in terms of the Ashtar and the Ra'ah, why not just say that? I mean, the whole litmus test for the Ra'ah about Ashviyei Shtara is whether or not you could be makdish the Shtar, and so Eide Mesira are better in terms of that the Eide Hasima. There's the whole issue of, like, a catch-22. So he's saying, like, certainly the Eidim Mesira are going to work.
I mean, he's just saying that, yeah. I think Ashviyei Shtara is better, they're better Ashviyei Shtara because you don't have to rely on Reish Lakish?
Mm-hmm.
Could be, that's possible. I'm guessing that...
The question of whether or not there's a Shtar is whether or not...
I mean, either way, he's saying clearly that they're both Ashviyei Shtara.
Right.
Then Akiva was asking, you know, wouldn't Erech Hasima always be better Ashviyei Shtara? Which comes from a certain point of view, and I understand that. And I was saying, not if you think that Mesira is the critical moment. And now you're saying something different. You're saying, no, maybe the language, he's not even saying it that way. He's saying it more, you know, on a technical level, like, why bother with Reish Lakish when you can, you know, when you have Edim who actually saw that? Well, I guess it's similar to what I'm saying. Just I'm saying it in more... I mean, we're both saying that the reason Eide Mesira are superior to Eide Hasima is because they are actually witnessing the Dabar HaKores, correct? I'm saying it more, and that's also an objective reason why they're, you know, the Eide Hashtar. And you're saying no, because, you know, maybe what it means to be Eide Hashtar is that, you know, it's undeniable, you know, that this happened, you know, and therefore, why rely on the virtual when you have the real. I hear that. It comes out very similar. I'm just saying it in more, I guess. You know, assuming that he means with Ashviyei Shtara more than that, and you're saying, no, yeah, Ashviyei Shtara isn't something to be so excited about.
That's his litmus test, whether or not.
Right. No, I understand. That's Klusha. Right. We're not saying something so different. You're just emphasizing it in a more practical way, and I'm emphasizing it maybe in a more, you know, a fundamental way. But, yeah, I agree. Okay. Having said that, again, just to go back, you know, in this actual point. So, you know, as we, you know, already noted, the Ramban, you know, both in Mochamos and in, you know, Sefer HaZchus, does consider, you know, the possibility that you wouldn't need Edom at all. right? If there wasn't the problem of, let's say, you know, Gittin Bekidushin, and that you could have potentially, you know, just, you know, Hodos Baldin, you know, that would accomplish the equivalent of Ede Masira Karsi. And the Ran, you know, shuts that down completely. Where's that line? One second. Probably have too many pages here. What? Yeah, here it is. It's the Ein Nirinli, right?
Yeah.
So he quotes the Ramban. Ramban tirates the Apagav Rabbi Elazar bo de'edi chasi mekarsi mikol mokom kivin shein kosvin sho sein konim ela misof hayom, right? V'zeh shemasar lo b'tchila konim mishas mesirah the mesirah konim l'shos v'chi teima kivin lo tzorach le'edi mesirah b'mokom sheish edi chasima dilma b'lo edi mesirah masar. Meaning this is the whole, you know, again, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, you know, Hakol B'Hekshar Nasa, you know, Vin Nimsar Be'ede Masira. So, you know, what do we even need that? If there really is an Umdana, remember the Ramban's whole attack, both in Sefer Tzkus and in Mochamos, is like, you know, number one, when everybody's such a bucky and they're not getting divorced, you know, in Bezdin, and, you know, you're worried about Lishma, but you're not worried about... you know, the lack of, you know, Ede Mesira, right? And anyways, you know, you're going to apply this, you know, to you're going to rely on Chazakos and Dine Maminis and so on and so forth. But in Mechamos, again, he goes further. I think it's in Mechamos. Yeah. In Sefer Tzchus, he doesn't, at that point, go beyond, you know, saying, you know, you shouldn't be relying on the Chazakos, you know, etc. But in Mechamos, right, he takes up the cudgels, I guess, of Rabbein, you know, what Rabbein Ephraim, you know, rejected, which is, you know, so Neymar Amar, so, you know, maybe you don't need Adam either. And he considers that, you know, possibility. Right, that's the line in Mochamos. Somebody have that? 1 second. Right, here he has, again, the whole a slightly different emphasis I mentioned before about Shtei Chosiyotzu B'Yomechon, and then he talks about the rest of it. Okay, he has that line. Here, 1 second. Kivin Shein Kol Am Ha'aretz, right? Does anybody have that line in the... I'm sorry, my... not finding my... Okay, either way, we'll just read it from the... it's in here in Mechamos. Okay. Anyway, so this is what the Ran is quoting, right? Right, l'inyan dine mamanis mesiras bal din kame edem dami. Right? We'll talk about this for Tosis still, right? That's one possibility. So the Ran says, ena nirin li, devadai rabbi Eliezer mesira be'edem mihavai, u mesira beno leveno belo edem lo mahani, shima yakone b'mamon, right? Lama lo tikros begitin. Okay. So that's interesting, actually. The answer is, you know, because in Gittin you need, you know, Edekiyum, or there is no Hodas Baldin. Right. Either way, the Ramban is very ambivalent about it, but he's willing to consider the possibility, you know, that Mesira alone, Bli Ede Mesira, will constitute a basis for Kinyan Shtar and Dine Mamanus, based on Hodas Baldin Kemedim Dami. Meaning, without an objective Ashvuye Shtar. And the Ran, you know, thinks that that is, you know, completely wrong. Right? So, again, I think that's because for the Ran, you know, the idea of Ashvuye Shtara is very important. And, you know, in the end of the day, his view of Ede Chasima serving the function of Ede Mesira is all about, you know, the idea of Kinyan Shtar itself requiring, you know, a kind of Ede Kiyum on the Mesira. Okay, so basically to sum up, what we have, you know, is an interesting, you know, group of different shitos, but a range of views where especially the Ramban and the Ran, the Ran is mostly following the lead of the Ramban, and the two or three points in which he is cholek, namely Shtei Shtaros HaYotzim B'Yomechad. Yeah.
Isn't it a sticky point for Revi using the lashon of Ashvuye Shtara, referring to the Ran's Mahalish?
No, I'm just saying, I don't.
Yeah, not Ashvuye Shtara. Like Rapaim would. I don't want to say anything too short. Rapaim would appreciate how we us calling the Ran's Mahalish the way we understand it, not Ashvuye Shtara.
No, I just mean that you can't, if without the Edim, you can't, the issue isn't whether there was a Mesira. The issue is, you know, on the contrary, Reb Chaim would probably never countenance the idea that you could have, you know, a Mesira, you know, believe. Again, the Chidushi Agrach Halashas, I think I mentioned, suggests that maybe the Rambam holds that way in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam doesn't mention, you know, the Edim. But as I say, I think that there are two ways to read that Rambam. And, you know, there the Rambam really, I mean, some Achronim understood that the Rambam really meant that.
Right.
Meaning that, you know, if there's no dispute about, you know, the two parties agree that there was a Mesira, you know, that you'd have a Kinyan. You know, but I think, you know, in the stencils, that's Reb Chaim understood it that way. But I think it's very difficult to say that way. So I don't mean Ashvuye Shtara in the in the same way that the Ra'ah means it.
Right.
Right. What I do mean is that the Edom are critical for
the Kinyan Ashtar, but not the Chepsa Shel Shtar.
Well, maybe the Chepsa Shel Shtar too, but they're, put it this way, they're not just there. The common denominator that I'm trying to push is they're not just there, to establish, you know, a raya,
right,
you know, that this took place. Okay. Whether that the heavy lifting is done, you know, by, you know, Ashvuye Shtara and kind of in that embed, in, you know, embodies like Adasa Mitzchayev, or, you know, it's like Edekiyum, you know, on the Krisis and on the Kinyan, you know, that I think is still open to different possibilities. The fact that some people read the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira that you can have a shtar bli edim at all, or that the Ramban considers that as a possibility, is in contrast to that.
Right.
I don't mean only Ashvuye. I mean some function that the edim play objectively, you know, in either the Chetzah Shel Shtar, the Kinyan Shtar, or both.
I just feel like emphasizing in the Ran more, like the shtar is not a chaspa ba'alma until you have edim, whereas for the Ra'ah, it might be.
Say that again?
Like, whereas for the Ra, like, without Eidei Mesira or Eidei
Hasimah. Well, no, I think the point is that because for the Ran, it's not Ashvuye Shtara, but it's, but the Kinyan Shtar, if the Kinyan Shtar needs a kind of Eidei Kiyum, you know, or Tziruf Le'edus, you know, then you have your formalism in that way.
Exactly. That's all.
You know, in the, right, you know, in the Ra way, you have your formalism, if it's formalism. Akiva kind of was, you know, suggesting it's more practical, which might be true. I just like the language of Ashvuye. I guess I'm influenced by the language of Ashvuye Shtara. you know, which he kind of uses. You're saying that the only it's a shvui shtara legabe, the inability. I'm saying the shiur of a shvui shtara is, you know, that you can't claim mezuyah. But you're saying no, that's not the shiur, that's the function, right? I quote you.
I was saying maybe that is a shear in the
shadow. No, either way, your point is a contribution. Meaning I don't need to work so hard, even though I do think it's true, you know, to answer that other question, because you're saying, oh, this is better because it's not the virtue. Anyway, but the point is that whether or not the formalism of shtar comes from the need for any kiyum with shas masira, or it comes from a kind of a shvuyei shtara, you know, to me, that's already a very important argument. And that's where we have, the Ra'ah and the Ran, you know, and the Ramban and the Balamor, and then I think you did just Ha'ara about, you know, connecting it up to the emphases in Yavamas, and like how much Mishas Chasima and how much, you know, is the Mesira and, you know, the Balashtar. All those things are part of it. To me, I'm just trying to contrast it, think too much time with this though, is with the idea either in that Rambam, right, in the Chira, or in this suggestion that the Ramban is willing to countenance that in Dine Mamanis there would be a Kinyan Shtar bin the Sira, you know, with Hodos Baldin Kanadim Dami, you know, and that Hodos Baldin Kanadim Dami is kind of virtual Eide Chasima. I don't think that, you know, you could say that. You could say Eide Chasima are virtual Eide Mesira, maybe. To say that, you know, Hodas Baldin is virtual Eide Chasima, I think is harder. I think it's much easier to say that, simply that there's no problem of Hakasha or Mezuyah, or until there is. I mean, in the Rambam, it's not even that. It's just, you know. So that's really the Rambam. Okay. So, yeah.
No idea.
Did that solve the... Your point is correct. I just... That's what I mean. I'm using chetzah shel shtar, shvuyei shtar in that respect. Whether it's the, you know, the way that the kinyan works, you know, I'm not sure whether the Ram thinks that it's a chasp of the Alma.
No, I think the Ram does not think that.
Right, I don't think so either. Although, even though the ikar, you know, krisus is still through the basira.
I think it really highlights even more things that you've been saying the whole time, because that whole discussion we had on Kiddush and Tamachay, and the Havamina that you might need Eide Kiyum for something like Kinyan Sudar,
right,
is unique to the Shita of the Ra'ah. You would not say that for the Ra'ah.
Well, the Ra'ah is much more relevant to it.
Exactly.
Than, yeah, 100%. Right. I mean, the Ra'ah thinks of Sira, you know, as long as you have a Shtar, it doesn't really need Eidos.
Right.
Okay. So... good. So that, then we come to the Ran, Uriel, we were reading, right? Uriel and I, you know, went to the same, voice. So what is the Ran's own solution in the end? Is the one that we discussed. So just read it in so we could get the Avamashin Nirali Bazaar. This is the breakthrough of the Ran, that everything, you know, ends up being, you know, resolved in this way. Go ahead. You have it just very quickly?
Right.
So this is, of course, the key, and it's phrased in a very fascinating way. And again, it's a little hard to understand, you know, what he means by all this. I mean, does he mean that there are virtual Edim of the Mesira, or just it's a din in Reish Lakish, you know, Edim Aksum Lashtar Nasa Kamishin Echor, it comes out, the Mesira is Beraya, or the Mesira, you know, has even Eide Kiyum, you know, just virtually. That, which does he mean, right? That's kind of the question. Sham Mesira Koreses, but it's just a very delicate and subtle, you know, formulation. Kol Sheyesh B'Shaita Eidim. not Edei Mesira, but they are Edei Mesira, but Edim who are effective or Mitzuref or connected, a Mesira Sheyesh Ba Edus. You know, that's kind of what he's saying. Sheyesh B'Shaita Edim. Go ahead. Bein Shem Me'idim Ala Mesira Atzma? Well, Gufa Dabar. What does Gufa Dabar mean? Ashuyesh Dara? Or, you know, they are not actually Edei Kiyum on the Mesira, but they're Edei Raya on the Mesira, and that's enough. That's still enough to upgrade, you know, this, to put quotations around this Mesira. Right? That's a little hard to know. Me'ata, go ahead.
Me'ata, Mashem, Mudar, Belazar, the Get, Hachasum, the Edim,
Kores,
Afal Pisha, Lo Nasan, the Edim Mesira. Moshe Mokhitos, Kol Osan Rayo, Shakasati Lamala, Lav Mishum the Spirit Lay, the Ede Hasin Makarti, Ella Shamasir Koresas, the Kivan Shiyesh.
Here again, he keeps formulating it, you know, trying to, like, you know. But again, it's very, very, just to point out that he's, you know, he knows he's kind of, need, you know, threading a needle here. Hamasir Koresas, Mikivan Shiyesh Edim Al Ikar Adavar. What's Ikar Adavar? That she's married, that there was a Mesira, or on the Maisa Mesira. Right. Hard to know. It doesn't really matter. So I mean, I think there are ways, there's different ways to say it. I'm not sure if he knew. What's fascinating is, again, the Nesivos, I think he knew the, like he was reconstructing. He figured out this is how it is. I mean, there's a qualitative difference between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir Zaini Chasima, you know, and, you know, the Mesira is the Koreses, but it has to be Mitzuref to Edim, you know, but does it have to be, is that considered like pop-out Edim, virtual Edim, you know, who are actually seeing the Mesira, or Chepsa Shal Edus, which is, you know, Me'ida ala Mesira, or al, you know, the result of the Mesira. Though I think those are different ways of saying it, and there are nafkamina, but it wasn't so critical for what the Ran needed to accomplish here, you know, to figure that out. So it's fascinating how the Ran became like the poster shita, you know, for like the Nesivos, right? Who really believes in Anan Sa'adi. And in some other respect, it's like, depending on how you look at it, it's like the best formulation of Reb Chaim, right? Because you have Chepta Shaledus on the Mesira. I mean, you have really Edim who are made on the Mesira. It actually sounds much more like the Reb Chaim one than the Nesivos one, but Nesivos, you know, all over the place, you know, quotes this Ran. This is one of the most, I mean, anyways, it's one of the most famous and well-quoted Rans because it's A, spectacular, and, you know, it accomplishes so much and it opens up so much. But it's also a great example of, you know, very, you know, conceptual, powerful, you know, way of thinking. Yeah, go ahead.
Avalu Ede Hasima ke Edim Mesira, Shari Haget Yotze Mitachas Yada be Edim Halalu.
Yeah, you notice how he's so careful, you know, not in front of the Edim, but, you know, the Edim are made on it, or the Edus is made, Ida, on it, right? Go ahead. Ubiadua, that's where the Nesivos on the Biadua, you know, Reb Chaim would have said, I don't know if he, you know, Shari Haget Yotze Mitachas Yada be Edim Halalu. That's Reish Lakish. They're made on this Maisa, you know. As Chepsa Shaledus, maybe not as Gavra Edim. That's my Nofech. But the Biyadua Shahabal Mesorilo, that's just the Umdana for Reb Chaim, I guess. But that's the Yesod, that's the Anan Sadi for the Nesivos. Yeah, go ahead. Right? Ki'ilu hein atzma me'idin ala. It's, you know, Ki'ilu, right? You know, Ki'ilu saves you, but what does that mean? It's really virtual Edei Mesira, or, you know, they're Edim on the Gerushin, or on the Mechira, or on the, you know, right? Ala Mesira. Okay. Go ahead. The Chipatskin and Halacha Karablaza Begitin.
Mashma Avalo Bestaros, Lo Banu Lomar, the Edei Hasima Konin Bestaros, the Lohi. The Bein Bestaros, Bein Begitin, Inkorsim Below Mesira. The Kinami Amrina, the Ha, the Amr of Elazar, the Afeshtaros, Loba Inchu, Hosmav, Loba Inchu, Hosmav, Lesa, Bisho, the Besharos, Bain and Star,
Pnia Chasum Ve'edin. Deshi Yehe Roy Lam Od Yamim Rabin.
Yeah. Okay.
Again,
Hamasira he caresses Mishum She'eda Machasum Malashtar Haba Ke'ede Masira. Right. It's a bulky sentence, but it needs to be a bulky sentence because he's describing something conceptual, legal, virtual that isn't factual and actual. Yeah. Okay. Me'ata Kolasugas Mischabros. How did that happen? Right. But I feel. I mean, it's a brilliant. The whole thing is this, you know, and it also is so logically compelling. Go ahead. But I feel the Misha Pasak.
But I feel the Misha Pasak. She ain't
halacha Rabbi Elazar. The Sharos. The Ahid Parak Misha. I now. Right. The Shapter of Dinan Shudel Rabbi Elazar because. Yeah, go ahead. Af mishu mod be dechasima.
Kiven she inen korsen misat chasimasa. Shelo kasvu bash shelo kasvu bashalos. El masir hi shekona.
Meaning, and this is again, Ramban couldn't have said it because for Ramban, even Rab Meir's, you know, shtei shtaros, everything is about the masira, and the chasima is just the, you know, the setup. Right, but for the Ran, l'shitaso, right, if Rab Meir. You know, that's not true. It's really the chasima which is konen. And that's why there's no chazara, right? I should mention also that Asher mentioned to me the other day that in the Ran, you could have said that when the Ran says that, you know, you can't be chozer from the time of the ksiva before the mesira, so I think the point you were trying to make to me is that maybe you could argue with the Ran, right? Because maybe just the mesira, you know, kind of, you know, nothing physically happens once you're chozer, so you're a chozer from the chazara, right? So I think that's a good ha'ara, and Eitan actually mentioned to me also that in the language of the Ran, he talks about, you know, he talks about delaying till the end of the day in Kasav HaKasav, that he uses language of shiur, like, you know, he's mishayer. So I think those are our points, but my reading of the Ran is that what he's really saying is that, it's a muchach mitocho thing when it's kasav v'kasav. I mean, typically, you just can't be chozer, because you did it already. So, of course, until you actually, you know, fulfill the tnai of the mesira, you know, what you did isn't chal, but once, it's not something you can retract, as opposed to what Asher was saying, which I think logically is a good point. You could say what the Ran says without the proof of the Ran, and then simply, well, you're chozer, you know, it's like, you say nimchal like shibudo on the chasima, you know, after, the Ran's saying, you know, the chasima is the kone, so, you know, there's nothing to be chozer at this point. What Asher's saying is, you know, he didn't do anything when he was chozer, so it's like dibor mevatel dibor, you know, and then he's, you know, which is nothing, and then he does the maisa. Yeah.
According to the Ran, for Rav Elazar, why should it matter whether I was kosher about shows?
Why that should
says,
it matter?
But even if I was kosher about shows, for Rav Elazar, Eide Chasima are always acting as Eide Masira.
Even she in a course in mitzah. No, I think he means more. Apa bishu moda beede chasima. 1 second. Even she in a course in mitzah chasima son. I don't know, that's a good point. I mean, why does it say Shalom Kosvila Shabashos? Elamasira he shakona. I'm not sure why he has that line. I mean, why the word Shalom Kosvila Shabashos? Yeah, I hear. I'm not sure. Elamasira he shakona. Yafila Masa below Edim. Osa Shamasala Batkila Kana. In the case of Rabbi Eliezer's Edi Chasima. I mean, I'm saying what the Ramban says is wrong for Rabbi Meir, but it's right for Rabbi Eliezer. But I'm not sure why he has that. I'm not sure. I have to look at it again. Mishum Edom Hasumim, go ahead.
Mishum Edom Hasumim Alashar Mehanu Ke'edim Masira. Masira Zu, Kone Hi Lashavs. Kishim Shi Kone Lashavs Be'edim Alpat. Edom Hasumim Alashar, Lomi Tam Hasim Asam Him.
Kishim Shi Kone Lashavs, right. Oh, okay. Of Rabbi Meir Sfirale.
Well, very parents related to me. Tam Chasimasan, he makdin shahare
Which is what he was saying against the Ramban before, right? That's why, even if it's, you know, kasav akasav, and masar masar, you know, the masar is koveya. Sharei,
you ro hamasira velo chasmu al ashtar, inan machnin. Bekiven shabahasim masan machnin, b'she'in bashaos, al karchinu yan shneim shababa.
This is mucha mitoko, correct? I mean, the question that Rishonim asked, which is, oh, if you, against the Rif, which is, if you hold Eide Chasim also work, then you should just say, in that case, Mukha Mitocha. So he's saying, no, you don't, you're not going to say Mukha Mitocha for Rabbi Eliezer, because it's Eide Chasim already Masira. You're only going to say Mukha Mitocha for Eide Chasim of Rabbi Meir, because the Chasima is the Maknin. I mean, it's the Raya Shabo. The Kim the Chasima is a Maknin. Right, ein bashos al kochen yad shneim shava pilo ali b'dehulchasa debay delim tishtar liyada. Meaning, not you say, oh, eda b'chasam of zachin lo, but no, it's you know, you need the tnai of mesira, but it isn't mesira. Kamosha chasav tilamala, meaning where he disagrees with Ramban within Rab Meir, right? But he's basically agreeing with him, Rab Elazar, but that's because, right? Yeah.
Of
what?
Well, we passed him like Rabbi Eliezer, Doctor Begin.
Okay.
So he says, when he says, Rabbi, is that's a way of getting out of. And he asked the question before.
Because he says, maybe because of Laman Yamdu Yom Rabbin, you also need.
But we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir, Charles Charles.
What do you mean you don't pass like Rabbi Meir, Charles Charles? If you pass him like Rabbi Eliezer only in Gittin.
Meaning, we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer only in Gittin, and then.
No, but in Shar Stars, we've also passed like Rabbi Eliezer, in the sense that.
Are we saying no Eidim Masira? I mean,
in the sense that Eidim Masira are Karsi, but the Eidim Masira require are the virtual that are actually better than the real, because of Laman Yamdi Yom Rabbin.
Shar Stars?
Yeah.
If we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer in Shar Stars,
well, no, he's saying that we, again, he can have his cake and eat it too, because, you know, what he's suggesting is. You know, you could have a theory, you could have a shita that says that really you pass him like Rabbi Lazar, right? But you have to use the virtual Rabbi Eliezer because of the Man Yamdi Yom Rabbin.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not Rabbi Meir.
Right.
Because he
right.
had to talk before that he noted.
Right. 100%. Everything's good for him. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, at time, Hazek, Kosati, Elsie Shapir, my Dekaimalon. Right, that's exactly what we just said. So that's why the virtual are better. Okay, so this is basically the shita of the Rab. What's curious, and only one thing that remains that's a little curious for the Rab that I think that people point out as well. And that is his shita. Let's just talk now, so it's a little late. But let's get back to Mod Rav Elazar ben Mezuyah Mitoko for a minute. So in Mod Rav Elazar ben Mezuyah Mitoko, you know, we already noted, you know, that, you know, the Rif is quiet on that point. The Ravid thinks that Mod Rav Elazar ben Mezuyah Mitoko is a good raya for the Rif, correct? And the Ramban, you know, both in the first parak, you know, as well as, you know, the Chidushin, Sefer Eskus, and Melchamos here, thinks it's a good raya as well. Oh. What is the raya for the Ramban? In the end? Because if you use the Eide Chasima, right, then they have to be, you know, lishma. Okay. What does the Ran hold in this question? Seems like the Ramban. I mean, early he quotes the Ramban's discussion about Modrav Lazum Zuyub Mitoko, and he's in agreement with it. So that is just a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a pircha, but at least it's a little bit of a question mark. Because I think we would have all expected that, maybe the Ran would have a slightly different shita. So let's say, are there different shitas? So the Ramban, as we already noted on Dav Gimel Amud Beis, has a suggestion that what? Before he ends up saying what he says here, that you would need lishma. Only for meaning even if you were to
hold
Eide Chasima Karsi of the Rif, right? You still wouldn't need lishma because that's not, it doesn't say Bekasav, correct? And then he says in the end that that's not true though, right? Because since it's a davar akores, correct? So basically there are actually several shitos here. So did everybody get a chance to look at the Rajba or not? Everybody looked at the Rajba? Yeah? Okay, good. So the before I get to the Rajba, so what would you expect that the Ran would say? Meaning, the Ramban says, if the Ramban's conclusion is, if you use Ede Chasima, right, then it has to be Lishma. If you don't use it, then it doesn't have to be lishma, correct? All right, so what's the modrav lazo b'mizuyef mitocho? Because of the cases that you might use it. Okay, so it's actually a din, it's half din daraisa, half a din darabana. Meaning it's daraisa if you use it. And it's a din d'rabbanan that we require, lishma, even if you're not intending to use it, right? Because of the possibility that you'll need to use it or you'll forget, or in cases where you use it, you need it, you won't have to do it. Okay, and that's a little bit how he explains, osi lemismach, and so on. But there's another possibility, and that goes in the opposite direction. Yeah, Akiva?
I didn't see the Rad, but if the Eide Chasima are working as Eide Mesira...
If the what? Eide Chasima are Eide Mesira...
Right, then the Shema is a problem if you're Adin. They can't act as Eide Man Mesira, not
Lishma. Well, is that... Do you need Eide Mesira Lishma?
Right, assuming you did, Rabbi Elazar.
And do you? So this is the ha'ara that I wanted to make. Is that true? So the answer is that depends a little bit
on
Pei Vav Mabes. So again, what's on Pei Vav Mabes again? Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that what?
Yirmiyah thought that you have these two good things.
That you need Mesira Lishma according to Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Actually, that's interesting, as I pointed out already. If you look at Tosfos, right, Tosfos thinks that the Habamina was that you need Buchach Mitocho of Mesira. But it's not a din of Lishma. It's a din of Buchach Mitocho. That's very interesting also. There's no Habamina that Lishma applies to Mesira. Right? So, but the Ramban and Pashtus of, I think, Rashi also, the simple pshat is that the Gemara's Habamina was that you need for Rabbi Eliezer Mesira Lishma. Right? So you would need Ksiva and Mesira, Lishma. Again, I think that's why Tosis didn't like it. Tosis, well, v'kasav means v'kasav. The kasav means v'kasav. It might also mean v'chasam. It doesn't mean umasar. Right? That's, I think, why Tosis thinks it's a muchamitocha halacha. What's the answer to that? I mean, why would you think, you know, that v'kasav could mean umasar? Okay, v'kasav v'nasar. V'kasav la'sefer krisus. Vinasan, I mean, that's a pukim in the middle. I don't think that was so much, but yeah, who's maybe the Torah is saying, you know, it says the word vikasa, but it really means, you know, mashakores needs lishma. So of course that's the ksiva and whatever else, you know, is part of it. Either way, lamaskana, what do we say lamaskana? Kiva? The Gemara rejects it.
Right.
You don't need Masira, even according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need Masira Lishma. Okay, interesting question. Right. Especially interesting in light of, you know, the question that we're discussing before, which is, like, is the Masira Koreses? Is it the Eidei Masira that it's Kore? You know? Okay, good. Fine. So the Maskona, it's not a problem. Ah. So what does that do to your question? So for the Ran, once we say that the Kasav, you know, or even, you know, that Mesira, let's say, doesn't require, you know, Lishma, in a Havamina, you know, that maybe Mesira needs, maybe, that certainly well works well according to the Ran. Right? And remember, this is, again, just to remind everybody just very quickly, right, this is one of the rayas that the Balamor and Rabbeinu Ephraim brought against, right, the Rif. Because they were saying, what? Well, if you hold, you know, that Eidei Chasima works, so, you know, why do you need Lishma, you know, on the Mesira? Right? The Davar HaKores, you know, which would be the Chasima here, would require, you know, would require Lishma. Ah. For the Ran, what? The Ran answers that question. I mean, how would everybody answer that question? Okay. So the Ramban answers that question in Sefer Hazchus, in Mochamos, in the Chidushim, right, everywhere, by saying, you know, no, I mean, just because you're going the route of Eidei Chasima, that doesn't change the fact that the Pasuk, you know, in a case of Eidei Mesira, which is like, you know, the standard, refers to Ksiva, meaning Rabbeinu Ephraim and Bali Tol, anybody who's asking that question is assuming that, you know, v'kasav doesn't mean v'kasav, right? V'kasav means v'karas, right? And that's why we thought, you know, Mesira would be it, and that's why it's a good question to ask, well, if there's a chasima, then it's the, you know, that'd be v'kasam, which is fine, because you can solve the lishma problem in v'kasav. Like, there's no problem with lishma, you just give it to Manushak. The Ramban is saying, you know, that, you know, it still says v'kasav, that's exeris akasav, and in one place or two places, the Ramban says, and not only that, but, you know, that's like the default one, right? So that's the universal one, you know, which he needs, because the Ramban's going to end up saying that what? That, you know, you always need v'kasav, and if that had included umasar, you'd always need umasar, right? And you're also going to need v'chasam if you use it. So there's like an objective one, like the typical one, the standard one, and then there is, you know, the Davar HaKores. Whereas Rabbeinu Ephraim, Bali Tosis, they're saying, oh, it's only the Davar HaKores. Right? Ah. You also might end up thinking, you know, that it's not only the Davar HaKores, and it's not, you know, both, but maybe it's, you know, always v'kasav, right? It's always v'kasav. And if it's always v'kasav, even when you are megaresh with Eidei Chasima, right, you don't need lishma on the Eidei Chasima. Correct? And that's kind of what the Havamina of the Ramban, you know, kind of was. And that is actually the Maskana of the, we'll read the Rajba inside just a minute, but that's kind of the Maskana of the Rajba. That even if you use Edei Chasima, right, you don't need Lishma because of a Kasa. But again, this goes to what, you know, what the Ezra's pointed out about the Ramach again, with the Mechav, the Mechubar, and the, you know, nudges a range. Anything that's Kores, can it be things that are Kores don't need Lishma? Right? That's one issue. And can it be that, like, the more default primary meaning of the Pasuk Vakasav doesn't need Lishma? Those are two opposite. The Ramban ends up saying you need Lishma for the objective and for the actual Kores. Right? And his Havamina was that you only need it for the objective. You know, and his maskana is that there are two dina. That's why originally in the Havamina, the Ramban, he says, and you know, the whole sugya peivam beis, you know, would seem to militate against the idea that you need, you know, edei chasima lishma. By which he meant, because that is emphasizing, you know, the gzeras hakasuv, not, you know, but actually lahalacha, the maskana, the Ramban doesn't get back to that problem. Is everybody with me? Right? Because the answer is no, that Gemara just proves that the Vakasav can't be ignored. It doesn't prove that there isn't also an extension to the Davar HaKores, if that's what you use. So there are two dinim, right? The Havamina was that it's either one or the other. And the Maskana is that there are both. Okay, but the Bali Tosis hold that there aren't both. There's only the Davar HaKores, whatever that is. Otherwise, a Raya wouldn't be a good Raya. Right? And the Rajba's maskana is that, you know, it's only the Gzeres HaKasuv. And that's the maskana of the Gra too, by the way. The Gra in Evan Ha'ezer says, in his opinion, even according to the Rif, you don't need Lishma on the Edei Chasima, even when you use them. Okay. So one would have thought, was I getting for all this? What about the Ran? Okay, getting back again. So Akiva said a second ago, well, the Ran should think that, you know, the Mesira always needs a Shema. Okay, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right? But we reject Rabbi Yirmiyah, so there's no din of Mesira Lishma. So what should the Ran really think? That all you need is Vikasav. Because even when you have Edei Chasima, they're not Edei Chasima. They're Edei Mesira. So is the, you know, they're not Kores as Chosmim, but they wouldn't be Edei Mesira unless they were Chosmim. Right? So it's just, I don't think it's a terrible kasha, but it is a ha'ara, meaning I would have thought if I just had my druthers, if I was just guessing, right, predicting, in other words, right, I would have thought that the Ran would embrace the Shita of the Rajba and the Gra and say, even if you use the Edei Chasima, right, they don't need to be Lishma. But not for the reason that they give, which is, oh, because it's a Vakasav thing, but even more because the Edei Chasima aren't the Edei Chasima. The Edei Chasima are just, that's a hekatimtzi for being Edei Mesira. Right? However, all evidence seems to imply that the Ran embraced the Ramban's, you know, embrace of the Ravid's Raya, you know, for the Rif. Even though the Rif himself didn't. I suspect because the Rif thought the whole thing is just not true. Yeah, I'll check. Say that again?
How would Ron answer the original question?
If Edei Chasima are getting Lishma, then why would we do Mishnah? No, because we don't care about the... Oh, one second. No, because the Havamina was... No, he likes Ramban. The question's in the Havamina. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah have thought that there's a problem of Mesira Lishma in a case where there are Edei Chasima? Right? The answer is because the Havamina was it. Vakasav includes Vakasa Vinasan or Rumasar. That's all the objective co-race, and that includes Masar. So therefore, even if you have Ede Chasima Lishma, you still need Vakasav and Umasar. Why is that a problem? He holds like Ramban on that. I'm just saying that in the end of the day, the Ramban faces the question, so do you need Ede Chasima Lishma when you use them? And the Ramban's answer is yes. And that's why he embraces the Ravid, Raya for the Rif. The Rajba and the Gra saying no. Right? And I would have thought that the Ran would say no, but for a different reason. They say no because they're saying it's still the Kasav. And it's only the Kasav. And I would have thought if there's anybody in the world who's going to say no, it would be the Ran. Because the Eide Chasima aren't Eide Chasima. They're just a Hechatimsi for being Eide Masira. Why does that need to be Lishma? Right? Okay. So that's just a ha'ara that apparently, if the chasima is what makes them, you know, or this might add further creeds, because within the Ran, I'm kind of raising the question, like, you know, is it, you know, the Nesivas? I don't think so, but the Nesivas think so, the Biyadua. But within that, is it more like Reish Lakish or Reish Lakish, is it Raya and Chetza Shaledus, or is it like, you know, Edim. Yeah. So the Chasima, at the end of the day, and Reish Lakish still play a role in order to make them Ede Masira. Right? Is that enough of a reason, you know, to be requiring Lishma? Not sure. And there is, of course, another perspective in Bodrab Lazar Ben Zuyaf Mitoko, which I want to finish up now before we end. And that, of course, is the Rajba's suggestion, right, for the Rajba's suggestion for Bali Tosis, which is, you know, the most mechudash in a way, and also his initial suggestion for the Rif. Ah, so what is that? Everybody have the Rajba open? You want to dial it or not? Yeah, Kiva, go ahead. Slowly. Yeah. He asked the Kasha, right? What's Mizuyef Mitoko with Lishma?
Same question as mine.
Yeah, go ahead. Meaning, if Modrab Lazar ben Mizuyef Mitocho is the there are actually three sukkahs, right? What are the three? So we should know. We'll talk about this on Tuesday, the first 5 minutes, and then I want to move to the Edekiyum and the other parts. But and then Ksav Yad. But there are three sukkahs, right? Dalet Omid Aleph, our sukkah. Then there's Yud Omid Aleph, Yud Omid Beis, which everybody should see. That's with, you know, our kos, right? And the non-Jewish signators. You know, and the distinction of, as we'll see in a moment, you know, Muvak, Chasimos, Shemus Muvakim, Ein Muvakim. And then you have the Sugya in Zaborer about Krovin, or Krovin Mupsul, correct? So the Rajba is saying, and we, you know, if the ideas that we're worried, that the Gemara in Andav Yud, in the context of our coast, makes it seem like that it's a question of whether or not you're going to rely. You know, you have the line there, and maybe we'll read it next time, just very quickly to get it on the record. But just the line about, you know, these are the three main. Was it Yudamadeis? Is that it? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Yudamadeis, Yud Aleph, Aleph. We'll read it for next time, but just the line. The way Rashi understands, the Gemara says it makes a distinction between. The Gemara says that the din of Mod Rabbi Elazar Mizuyef Mitocho doesn't apply if it's obvious that the, you know, these are non-Jewish names. Right, and on the Bechina, everybody always, anybody gives Bechinas on Gittin, always say, like, you know, one of the questions is always list several, you know, non-Jewish names. Shameless Mufakir. And they don't have Bartholomew on the list. I don't know. I was always a little bit, I don't know. But, you know, right? Hormiz and Abudina, Balitosis, let's talk about each one of them, practically. Yeah, anyways. So Shameless Mufakir. What's the big deal? Well, what does it mean that if you have Shameless Mufakir, there's no Modro Balazim Zuyuf Mitoch? Right? So what does he say, Rashi?
The Avog of the Amar Olazar gets Shane Edom Kosher.
Rashi doesn't say much on Dalet Omid Aleph, right? But here Rashi says a lot. What does he say? Two things that are important. Is that so clear on the Gemara? Absolutely not. I mean, is the Raivan and the Ramban and this whole discussion that we're having, they're not assuming it's Drabanan. Right? Not at all. Necessarily, anyway. At least in some cases, it's not Drabanan. Right? So Rashi says it's all Drabanan. And what's the Drabanan based on? Dilma ka'asi lemimsera ba'payu mismachalayu. Because you'll use them as Eidei Mesira, and you'll rely on them. On who? Not on Hormuz and Abudina and Bar Shibtai and Bar Kidri and Bati and Nakim and Una. Would you want them as your Eidei Mesira? Like you can see, there's these massive, you know, linebacker types. Or something. Right? So Rashi says, no one's going to make a mistake. Right? Okay. So that's what the Rajba is. That's Tosis's view on it. Sorry. On Dalet Amud Aleph. What is Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph? I'll just get this in also very quickly. That's working off of Rashi, but it makes a lot of sense. You know? He said, not even only this, in general. Right? Meaning, just because something happens and it's not a lie, but you still want to have proper Eidim, right? Especially Eidei Kiyum and certain things, but even otherwise, even Eidei Birur, you don't want people to think they have Eidim when they don't, right? Ninche Gabi Eidim, Zim Nechazi B'Kisavam, Sadi Rachman, go ahead. Abahacha. What's wrong with lack of Lishma? Matakali Yesh B'Kach.
Abahacha, Shedim K'sherim, Elashachasuma Shal Lishman, Matakali Yesh B'Kach.
Okay, an interesting possibility. So again, Tosis is some sort of drabanan. It's hard to say that with Lishma. They came up with a pretty dochek, you know, solution. But this is what they think. They think Motor Balazim Zuf Mitocho is Chashash Chasima Atu Ksiv or Ksiva Atu Chasim. Correct? Okay. Now the Rajba is asking the same question. Like, what's the thing with Lishma? He obviously doesn't like this answer. Yeah. So what do you think? Breakthrough or?
He's saying that.
Huge chiddush.
Since that the raya is significant and sometimes we'll have to use it as a kimashar, so therefore it somehow comes under the rubric of siva, and even though it's
right, and the Rajba figured out a way to turn Modra Blazer Mizuyef Mitocho, even for Bali Tosfos, right, into a Dinda Raisa. Right? Mean by saying that who v'kasav, you know, what considered ksiva? So, and the chiddush is not only just like you can have an expanded ksiva, but what? And especially in light of everything we discussed in Balitosis and the Rif and so on, what? Sad? Even the raya, if the chasima works only b'toras raya, because it's a raya on the kinyan, it's still the klal, the chalos of ksivas haget. It's there mishum tikkun olam. The tikkun olam is the initiative. But it's since based on Reish Lakish, it works doraisa, it provides raya for this get, even though it's zero, right, regarding the kinyan. Remember when the Ramban said the chasimas are nothing if you hold, right? But this is the whole debate between the Rif and the Bali Tosis to begin with, right? The Rif said, if you don't believe in my shita of Edei Chasima also working according to Rabbi Eliezer, right, then it shouldn't work as a shtaraya either, right? Because the Reish Lakish is not going to apply to that. You're not going to say alcohol, the Hechshanasa, Mistama, you know, Nimsar, Bifnei Shneid. Right? And the Bali Tosis and Ben Ephraim are cholek. They say no. Right? Vishtar Raya can work even if it's not a Shtar Kid. Now you have another question. So the fact that it is, if it is a Raya Doraisa according to Tosis, does that make it part of the Ksiva Saget? Is the Raya Shabo enough of a Chalos? You don't need the Raya Shabo. If you left out the Edei Chasima, there would be nothing. By including it, it's considered part of the Chalos get because it... That's an amazing idea. Correct?
So could you say this in the Rif?
What?
Could you say this in the Rif, and that's why...
So then the next line of the Rajba makes the same suggestion for the Rif. Right? Opposite of the way he ends up, but... Keep going. No, no, no. First, I should also add that we're still in the Bali Tosis. It's also interesting that his hakol, he's saying, since hakol behekshar nasa, right? Umestama bifnei edin mesira. So this is even considered part of ksiva saget. It's almost like, you know, he's saying, the irony is he's saying this for the Rif. I'm saying it the other way. He's saying it even though he's an advocate of the Rif, but he's saying it for the Bali Tosis. You know, he's saying, if the Bali Tosis are right, i.e. that you can have a Shtar Raya, you know, even though it's not effective as a Kenyan, it can still be made on the Kenyan, even though, you know, it itself is insufficient for the Kenyan, then not only is that true, but I'll go one extra, it's considered to be part of a Kasab and it requires Lishma. Wow. Right? But then, for good measure, he says, and by the way, like, you know, Hakol Behekshar Nasa, you know, Lishma, remember all the things Ramban says? You know, Ramban was asking against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rechoshish for this, you know, Rechoka, Safek of Lishma, and all these things. I was suggesting maybe you could be Mechalek. He throws it all in. Go ahead. One more. Go ahead. If it's true that Hakol Behekshar Nasa is so wide and expansive, you know, which is kind of, you know, the beginnings of which Bali Tosis at least said, right? So then maybe it's part of a kasav too. Wow. Right? Next, keep going. Wow. What is he saying? This is first of all, it's a great pshat in the Gemara on Yud Aleph, right? Namely, that the Asi Lemis, but it's also, there's like an implicit point here that he's making. It's V'teidalach, right? This is supposed to prove his point. How is it proving his point? Okay, well, first of all, how is he interpreting the Gemara?
He's saying that the Shmos V'Chagim are
they're not part of the Ksiva Saget. Because they don't have any impact. Everybody knows it's a fake.
It sounds like a little bit like Rav Chaim and Stenzel from the Malay of Krovim.
What?
It sounds like a little bit like Rav Chaim and Stenzel from the Malay of Krovim.
time said that.
Right.
If they don't have the Shvei Shtara, so they never had a Tzira, they never called it.
Right. So these are, if you know they are and you're not going to be Somek, that's not even part of the Chalos, you know, Hageh. But what's the Vateidala? First of all, that's a Chiddush. Meaning not just for Bali Tosis and for Rashi, the point is, you know, we're not going to have the Gzeira. Because the Gzeira is Shema Yismach Aleim. Here you're not going to be Somech Aleim. The Rajma is not saying that. The Rajma is saying, we're not going to be Somech Aleim. They're not part of the Kasav. Because for him, this isn't about Osila Mismach. This is a Dindaraisa of what's considered Ksivas Aget. Right? But if you're not going to ever get anything by be able to utilize it, then that's not Ksiv. So what's his Raya? What was the Havamina? That Shema Yismo Chaleh. So it's not such a great Raya, but it's an interesting Raya. Meaning, what he's trying to show is, assuming this is really about Ksiva, right? So what we're saying is, you know, anything that will be practically, you know, mistaken or used comes under the rubric of a Kasav. But by the same token, you know, anything that doesn't. So the Raya of Eide Chasima is like what is like Shemos, you know, would be. Right? Anything that has practical, you know, potential impact is Vikasav. Wow. Okay, keep going. So what's he saying? He's not saying what the Ramban says, or what the Ravid says, or what the Ram says. What's he saying? I just was mechadesh, right, a dindaraisa of Mod Rab Lazar Mzurf Mitocha based on an expanded understanding of Ksiva, of Ksiva Saget, of the Kasav, right? So now I'm telling you that it works even better for the riff. Not when you use, not only when you use the Eide Chasima. Number one, you know, the Raya of Eide Chasima, right? You know, for is actually less problematic. I mean, this is my addition. For even if you think it's a stretch to say that if Eide Chasima don't work as Kinyan, then they're not included in the Raya. But that's the point of the riff, right? Is that, you know, Tikkun Olam proves and works because they are korsin b'diavad, right? So the idea that the Eidei Chasima are part of the Ksiva Saget because the Raya Shabo is more acceptable now than it was for the Balei Tosis, that already makes it more Ksiva. But he's saying even more than that. He's saying, you could use these Eide Chasima. You're not going to use them. Right? So if there's no krisus on the basis of, you know, the Davar HaKores, because you're not using them, you're using Eide Masira. But it doesn't matter. Since you could use them, that's an easier Vakasav than the Raya Shabo. Right? That's an amazing, again. It's not because it's either v'kasav or v'chasam, depending on what's kore. I mean, for the Ramban, it's you could, and in cases when you do use it to be kore, and therefore, gzeira this atu that. That's the Ramban. For the Rajba, there's no gzeira. Ever. This is a straight dindaraisa. It's a hagdara of v'chasam. You say v'chasav means v'chasam, because in theory you could use, not only the Raya Shabbat, but you could use it for krisis if you want or you need it, right? Aye, so what about you know, Shemus Mufakim? Go ahead. Meaning in the case, if you're expanding because of, right? If we're now saying that that the chasam is included in the kasav because sometimes chasima is kores, and therefore it has a chalos the kasav. So why isn't that true when you have a chasam, you know, non-Jewish edim? No, let's make it clear. Isn't this the same question he asked before? The answer is yes and no. Before, the question was based on the kasav, you know, anything that, you know, you're so mechon, right? And therefore that shameless mafakim, you know, it's like that's not written at all. Now he's saying, oh, the kasav means the kasav, and it of course always meant the kasav, because that was always a potential kores. So now the word v'kasav means also v'kasav and v'kasav. So you'd think any chasima would be included. That's why he's still troubled by that question. So he has to end up saying, he's going to have to end up saying that what? Not only lo somchim alav, but that's not called a chasima even. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, it's like a blank, it's filled with ink. It's like you cross it out. Yeah. Okay, so this is an amazing Rajba. Then in the end, the Rajba goes back to the whole thing. No, that's so far. So what has he done so far? First of all, he had this amazing Doraisa way of turning Balitosis because of the Shtaraya, right? Now he's saying that if you hold like the Rif, I can go even a little better, not only because of Shtaraya, but because it's Vikasav. Vikasav always means Vikasav Vikasam. Because Vikasam has potential, and therefore it's always going to be part of Vikasav, right? Also Doraisa, not just Atu when you'll use it, correct? As for Shemos and Falkam of a Goy, that's just, you know, just doesn't register at all for either reason, right? Not on a Raya level, it's not called Chasima, correct? Now he's saying, but the whole thing bothers me because of the Psukim. You don't need the Chasam when you have the Chasam. If the Chasam means the Chasam, then go ahead. He's troubled by like the language of the Gemara earlier, like the Gemara started by saying, right? Like, you know, where do you find the Fanai Nachtam? You know, either you're a Ksiva person or a Chasima person or a Rabbi Yehuda person. Yeah, go ahead. It doesn't mean v'kasav anything that is consequential. It means v'kasav, the sipra dvarim of the get, not the raya and not the chasimos, not even the chasimos, even though they could be kores, but they're still not part of the narrow definition of a kasav. And it's not the davra kores, which is koveya, either, right? Go ahead. So the question is, did the Rajba go back and just say, is he just going back on the last thing that he said, which is that if you don't use it, right, then, but if you do use it, then it's that would make sense in terms of what the Xera is a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the maskana, it's really not 100% clear in the Rajpa. You know, whether he's kozer. So basically, the Rajpa had this unbelievable explanation for kosis. I think it's very, very significant. Then he has this, again, expanded view even for the Rif. Right? And then the question is he going all 180 degrees the other way and saying, even when you use Eidei Chasima as a Dabar Kores, you still don't need Lishma? Right? Or not? A little hard to understand the Maskana. Either way, that certainly is the view of the Gra. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. It sounded until he uses those words like he's saying everything is the Gzeres HaKasuv, and therefore even if you use it, you know, Mimanashach. It's like if the Kasav means Vachasam, then it'll be even if you don't use it. And if the Kasav doesn't mean Vachasam, then it won't be, you know, even if you do use it. But then what's the Asilimis Machalayu?
After that line is falling in line with the
Ramban. Yeah, could be. That's I'm just saying it doesn't sound that way until you get to that point. And a lot of the Achronim do not understand it that way. I'm not sure how they do understand it. But either way, I say, even if you don't have the Rajma on the range, you have the Gra. I mean, the Gra says explicitly that even when you use Eidei Chasima, that you will not require...
Midrabanan for the
Gra? I think... No. I mean, no. But right. Midrabanan, but... But it's, again, it's Asi L'mismach, you know, that kind of whatever. But you, not Doraisa, is what I'm trying to say. Even when you use, I'm interested in the Doraisa question at the moment. If you use Eidei Chasima, right, according to the Rif, right, do you need that? And that's what I would have thought the Ran would have said, but for a different reason. Not so much because of Gzeres HaKasuv, but because Eidei Chasima aren't Eidei Chasima, they're Eidei Chasima. Okay. So I'm going to stop here. I'm sorry I went so late. I do want to pick up with just the Rambam and the Gaonim view of Moder Rabbi Elazar Mizrif Mitocho next time, quickly. And then I want to talk about the Rabbeinu Tam Rif Rambam Eidei Kiyum question, and then Ksav Yad, because those are the next few topics.